Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. In store for you, we have another amazing, amazing show. I have a very fascinating guest calling in shortly to talk about all kinds of things in the healing realm. But first, of course, let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and Abraham. A big shout out to all of our viewers on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Vincent, Roman, Brigitte. Wonderful to have you with us today. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to type them into the comment section of the video on the Facebook live stream. And for those listening, if you want to catch the video, you can go to facebook.com/talkradionyc to find the video. All right, let's get going. First, our quote from the Mike Dooley and the universe. Let's see what the universe has in store for us today. Have you ever met a blade of grass that didn't emphatically say yes to even the soles of your feet? It's the same with all the other elements. You just have to show up, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, reminding us of how all the elements, indeed, all of the universe, is actually here to serve us. You know, sometimes it's easy to get into that mindset that we have to protect ourselves, that everything's against us, that, you know, things, you know, we got to be on the lookout for things. No, what the universe is telling us, I mean, just look around you, right? Do we need to worry about having enough oxygen to breathe? Well, you know, if you're near a factory, you might want to be a little careful. But again, that's man-made or people-made. That's not nature-made. You know, nature in and of itself is always here to serve us. And, you know, it may not always be obvious at the time because, yeah, there are storms, you know, there are things that happen. But, you know, if we think that they're here to hurt us and they're not really here to hurt us. We just have to take a slightly longer view of things and that we need to kind of look at things from a grander perspective and that the earth always kind of equalizes itself out. And yes, we go through periods of drought and floods and mudslides and fires. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, even the fires are necessary to burn down the old forest to make room for the new. And I've mentioned this before, you know, there are even certain types of pine cones that do not release their seeds except under extreme heat. So if it were not for certain forest fires, those pine cones would not open up. Those seeds would not get planted. Now, look, this is not to say for an instant that we should not be completely compassionate to our brothers and sisters who are experiencing, you know, the harshness of the extreme weather that's happening. My heart goes out to everyone affected by the hurricanes, the wildfires, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the all of those issues. But the truth is, you know what? Sometimes those things help to wake us up to be more compassionate to our fellow human being, to be more aware, to understand the effect that we have on our environment. Now, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, whether this global warming or climate change, whether it's man-made or just a natural cycle of the planet. You know what? I don't care. I actually don't care what the cause is of the climate change that we're experiencing. But the things that we believe we should do to help offset the human element of that, renewable energy, recycling, what's wrong with those things? We should be doing that anyway. Working towards being more in balance with nature only helps us to live in a healthier environment so that we as human beings can be around here longer. The elements are here to serve us. We abuse them. And it's when we take a more mindful approach to our environment, to all the things around us, then we begin to see that, yes, even the blades of grass say yes all the time, even to the soles of our feet. They don't complain that we walk upon them. This doesn't mean we need to mow them down or burn them down. Doesn't mean we need to be insensitive. Doesn't mean we need to ignore our environment or look at it as an enemy or as something just to be exploited. You know, some of the biggest problems happen because we look at this planet as some inanimate object without consciousness or feeling, and we don't give our reverence like the Native Americans do to the earth, the air, the water, and the fire, or to the animal kingdom or the mineral kingdom. You know, I really sometimes just wonder how much of an effect, how much of a change it would have on the world if before we dug up diamonds from the ground, we said a prayer and gave thanks to Mother Earth. Or before we cut down some trees because we need wood, we expressed some gratitude for those resources. Like, would it cost us anything? You know, monetarily, would it cost us anything? And I just wonder what the benefits would be to take just a slightly more mindful, slightly more conscious approach to the things we do today. It doesn't have to be a big shift. You know, I know sometimes, you know, people look at the, listen to the media and they see all these problems in the world and they think, oh my God, it's like things are so awful. Like, how are we ever going to overcome this? How are we ever going to get past this? And you know what? Sometimes I think it's not such a big thing. It's just a little shift, a little change of inflection that if we each do individually, that the collective effect of that can be tremendous. Thank you, Dennis. Glad you appreciate what I'm saying. Welcome, Beth, Scott, Maria, Chuck. Thank you for joining us on the Facebook live stream. Okay, great quote from the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. From Abraham, the one who fears something the most is the one who has it most activated in their vibration. And so it is logical that they would experience it. Abraham. So, you know, this is a great quote from Abraham, and this is the sort of the answer to all those people who were like, oh, but I'm being so positive. Like, why are these weird things happening in my life? Well, are you afraid of them? See, we tend to forget that when we experience fear and when we hold fear in our energetic body, in our unconscious, in the back of our minds, when there's fear there, that fear causes us to focus on the very thing we're afraid of. And by focusing on that very thing we're afraid of, our energy tends to flow there. And when our energy flows there, right, it just makes sense that that's what would come about. Right? Don't you know somebody? Don't you have a friend who's like, you know, one of these people who's always afraid of something happening, and somehow something always does happen to that friend? Isn't it just amazing how, like, the people who complain the most always have something to complain about? It's by our attention to these things, it's by our focusing to these things that we give our energy to these things and we hold it in our field, and then it's much more likely to happen to us. Now, does this mean that every little thing we're afraid of is going to happen to us in our life? No, not necessarily. It all depends. How strong is that fear? How much are we holding it? How much energy are we giving to it? And how much are we focusing on it? You know, if it's a little fear, if it's a slight thing, maybe not such a big deal. But if it's an ever-present fear, if it's something that's constantly in our consciousness, then we have a much greater chance. So I believe what the universe is trying to tell us, and what Abraham is trying to tell us, is to learn to trust just a little bit more. The antidote to fear is not courage. The antidote to fear is trust. The more trust we have, the less there is to be fearful of. The more we see the perfection in everything around us, even if we can't logically see it in the moment, the more we can accept and just let go of those things that do not serve us. It's really that simple. May not be so easy, but it's that simple. And that's why we call it a practice. Practice because it's something we practice at. And the more we practice at it, the better we get. And the better we get, the more life unfolds for us. So, two wonderful quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you've enjoyed them. Welcome, Catherine. Welcome, Dawn, to the Facebook live stream. Again, if you're enjoying this, if you like my quote today, please share the video. Please tell your friends about it. The more you share it, the more Facebook puts it out there, the more it helps us. So before we go to break, it is my pleasure to welcome on the phone Kimberly Meredith, who is a self-taught medical intuitive, trance channeler, surgical hands-on healer, and spiritual teacher with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Kimberly's shamanic lineage dates back to her maternal great-grandmother, Josefina, who initially practiced shamanic healing in Italy. Wow, we're going to talk about that. As a trance channeler with a worldwide reputation, Kimberly is a vessel for the healing energy of God, the Holy Spirit, and the many ascended masters, specifically Mother Mary and the angels. With this love and light-filled energy moving through her body, she combines prayers, chanting, and the activation of light energy to awaken the spirit within and stimulate healing energies that lead to amazing results. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Kimberly. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm only just a teeny bit sad that couldn't have you in studio, but, you know, when you're all the way out in California, it does make it a little bit tough.
Yes, but the good news is I might be coming back out in March.
Yay! Okay, so, like, once you get your dates firmed up, let me know so we can definitely get you here in studio.
Okay, that would be very cool. I can't wait.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
So, Kimberly, we just have like a minute before going to break. I really want to get into a little bit of your background and how you got started, because you have actually kind of a pretty fascinating story. But before we do that, let's just take a quick break. And then when we come back, I want to hear all about your great-grandmother, Josephina, and kind of how this all got started for you, okay?
Okay. Sure.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Kimberly Meredith, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Kimberly, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, wonderful. Hi. Wonderful. Great. Great. Yeah, we got one of your friends on the Facebook live stream, Francis Pullen, has been waiting for you to come on board. So,
great.
And welcome, Sandy Manuel. So, Kimberly, you kind of knew you were a bit special from the time you were a little kid, didn't you?
I did feel something, yes. My eyes were blinking when I was very little. I didn't quite understand what that was.
Mm-hmm.
But I also was laying hands on small animals, and they were being healed, and things like that sort of things were happening.
Wow. And this you just started doing naturally. It wasn't anybody told you about it. It wasn't like you watched some TV show and then went out and tried to practice it. This just kind of came to you naturally?
Yes. Yes, that was happening. And I laid hands on a bird. It was dead, and that came back. And I would... My dog had passed, had a seizure, and I put my mouth on the dog and did kind of like a blowing into the mouth, and had come back. And I had done some very unusual things that frightened my mother.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was, she was Italian, you know, it's just very, and my mother didn't quite understand what I was doing and kind of was pushing away. You know, I didn't understand it either. And she didn't, you know, kind of when you have a child that stutters a lot, and you want to take him to go get help for that. She didn't understand the blinking that was happening a lot periodically. At times it would be more than other times. And so she would say, stop blinking a lot. So I would force myself to stop the blinking. And I just always knew I was different. You know, even at school, I had problems with reading backwards. I was dyslexic. And I just always knew, kids would say, "What's wrong with your hands?" A boy, for once, didn't want to hold my hand.
Oh, wow.
And I remember telling him I was reincarnated and they forgot to change my hands. And I remember him telling the principal that she's saying reincarnated. And then my mom was really mad at me for saying that word. And I don't remember where I got that word either.
Wow.
It was very strange that I knew these words too. And that really upset my mom for saying reincarnated.
Wow.
Well, so
why were your hands?
It was really weird.
What was with your hands? Your hands looked like an older person's hands when you were a kid?
I remember as young as 4, my hands just never felt like my hands. Like,
uh-huh.
They were very rough and old and shriveled looking.
Oh.
And my feet were different too, but my hands more.
I see.
And, you know, my eyes were green, blue, and my hair was different than my mom was darker Italian. She looked like Natalie Wood, just beautiful.
Right.
And my hands I just was different, you know, and
right.
My hands were just, nobody wanted to like touch my hands. And so it was just very strange.
Wow.
So I just always said they forgot to change my hands.
Interesting. So you, and you, like, as most children who are a little bit different, you know, you got a lot of grief, I guess, from your peers. Did you eventually just...
Now everybody's like, just touch me.
Right.
And then they like my hands.
funny how a couple of decades changes things, doesn't it? Isn't it?
And
so, because you got like, you know, all this kind of flack from people as a kid, did you kind of like turn off your gifts for a while, or did you always keep them and you just stopped talking about them?
I accomplished that. I stopped the blinking. I didn't do the blinking anymore, I guess. I think like 8 years old, it stopped. And then I just forgot about it. And then I went on and carried on and, you know, life went on. And I'm writing a book about some of it. And then I started going into other things, dance classes, what my mom wanted me to do. So I was just tap dancing in ballet and things like that. So, yeah, I went on and did those things.
Okay.
Nothing had to do with healing or anything like that, yeah.
Gotcha. And so then what kind of put you back on your path for becoming a healer and intuitive?
My grandmother. I was very close to my grandmother more than my mother. My grandmother on my father's side, I adored her and she adored me. And we had some karmic past lives together that was beyond belief. We were so bonded. It was just, you couldn't keep us apart. So my grandmother, even right now, I'm getting chills because we're still connected. I can hear her knock.
Oh.
She has a knock. It's like, it's called shave and a haircut, 2 bits. It's like,
dun, 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 like that. Yeah.
And so, we're still connected from the other side. And she died 2 months after my accident. And, we're still really connected, and she named me Chan when I was born, which is really strange because she's not Asian. And which I found out later means, it can mean God in other languages, but it can mean pretty baby too. And she called me Chan my whole life. yeah, and so we're very, very close even right now. And she was a dental hygienist and in the health, you know, field. And so she always said, you know, I think you should go into nursing. You're very caring. You always touch people and help them with your hands. And you have this healing about you. And my mom was into acting and she was an actress. My mom's like, no, she's an actress. She's into acting. So I was like torn, like, but I like the healing. You know? So anyway, I went into both.
Okay. And you mentioned your accident. That was a pretty severe accident you had, wasn't it?
Absolutely horrific. awakened me to what I was from the beginning. This, you know, after the accident was the a big awakening to back to the blinking. Yeah.
And so after the accident and your gifts kind of reawakening, I mean, you worked, I'm assuming, on helping yourself to heal first, yes?
Yeah. I became, after the accident, I had a near-death experience. And I went through that, feeling what that happened. Mm-hmm. And then I became a full-blown channel. And then the eyes started blinking again and experiencing all these different, I had to surrender over to who I was, came into the world to be from the beginning, my true self of who I am right now.
Cool. Do you remember what it was like on the other side when you had your near-death experiences?
I do remember it. I do now realize that I had two of them, actually.
Ah, okay.
You know, two near-death experiences happened between that time period.
And how old were you when you had that accident?
I don't really know, actually, because I'm so confused about age and time periods at this moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so, and you said, like, after that, you also became a full-blown trans channel. It must have been difficult in the beginning to kind of, I mean, obviously you have a very, you know, strong spirit for this kinds of things, but I imagine it must have been at least a little bit difficult, if not for you, for the people around you, and then for you because they probably gave you a hard time about, you know, your gifts unfolding. What was that like, that period where you were, you know, starting to come into, you know, being who and what you truly are?
Right. And I also want to make it so you understand, Sam, when you ask me questions, they answered the questions for me. So my left eye blinks, yes. The right eye blinks, no. And both eyes blink together in the, it's like a sovereign free energy of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like blinking straight, free will.
Gotcha.
So it's like when they answer, they'll say yes, no, and then straightforward. So then that's how they let me answer questions.
So
like if you ask me something, they'll just like say straightforward. So so that's how I answer the question.
Gotcha.
So go ahead and ask me the question again.
Well, I was asking kind of what it was like after these gifts started opening up inside of you and you started embodying them again. Like, was it difficult for you?
It was a very interesting experience because it didn't happen all at once. Mm-hmm. I was admitted to the hospital after the accident, and the near-death experience didn't happen right when I had the accident. It happened when I went into the hospital, and I had the experience in the hospital. And then when I came to out of the near-death experience, I woke up in a lot of pain and then realized my life was never going to be the same again. I couldn't walk and I couldn't talk, and I wasn't going to go back to the life that I had really loved before. It was over. So I really didn't know what was happening to myself, and I was in such great amount of pain with my neck and my legs, and there was a lot of sadness. I didn't know I was going to be this vehicle for God and of service. I thought I was going to go back to my other life. You know, I didn't know what was going on. And so I went home in a wheelchair, and I was in the medical community was saying, this is your life. So then when I got home, I was subjected to nursing care and all this stuff. So it was gradually over a year that it unfolded for me. And when it started to unfold, I had to figure out what was happening to me. I was in another dimension. Right. I was in a lower frequency of the third dimensional, like we are now in this world, where it was like, okay, I have to take these medicines. I have to live with my head exploding. And then it was all of a sudden, I said, I know something is happening, but I don't really know what's happening. I know I went to the other side. I know I came back. I saw these otherworldly things happening to me when I coded. But now what is happening to me? I felt the chills going through my legs. I felt the energy of the Holy Spirit. I know that happened to me. I did feel this happening, but now what is happening to me? So gradually everything started to unfold, but it wasn't until I actually surrendered truly over, threw the medicine away, and just completely let myself go, then a true awakening happened to me. And then everything came through, and I ended up being who I am right now, which is the channel. And then I started having more awakenings and more awakenings and more when I truly became the authentic person I am right now, which is a complete channel to the other side. But it's gradually more and more of the gifts came through.
Right, so it continues
when I just let everything go.
So it continues to unfold as time continues on. It's
still unfolding.
It's still unfolding. Yes,
it's still unfolding.
Okay,
and
Let us take a quick break. It's time for us to take another quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about, you know, what these gifts are, and, like, you know, how do you work with Holy Spirit, and what
sure.
what are the kind of messages that come through? Okay, Kim.
Sure.
Wonderful, wonderful. And a big welcome to Franklin, James, Jack, and Amy. Amy, also someone with near-death experiences on the Facebook live stream. Thank you all for joining us. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Kimberly Meredith, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Legalize the earth to continue to resist the passage of this necessary legislation.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Kimberly, you know, you, I guess, work with the whole God, the Holy Spirit, Ascended Masters, Mother Mary, the angels.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to many people who, as I like to say, are well connected upstairs. So what do you see as your gifts being? What are your gifts? How do you work with people? How do you help people?
That is a great question. You know, I feel that I'm here to really help activate people to bring them into their true self and connect them to the energy of our amazing God. And when I say God, you know, God is, I mean, it's hard for me not to cry when I say God, because the energy of God is just this beautiful, free, how do I say, phenomenon. It's a beautiful, loving energy, fearless. We are fearless when we connect to God. We are a reflection of God, a sovereign energy, amazing. When I say Holy Spirit, it's the highest spirit. It's not meaning a Christian or religion. Mm-hmm. And when I take my hands and I lay it on a person's body where I feel an energy like a tumor or something that needs to be taken off somebody, and it leaves, is because we are connecting together and we are going into that higher frequency. When I say 12th dimension, it absolutely is a 12th dimensional frequency. Mm-hmm. And that is an energy where God is at. And I wouldn't believe it if I am not experiencing this and seeing it with my own eyes. Mm. It is beautiful. And when you were talking earlier and I was listening to you, I was like, right on, Sam. When you were saying, we are being mind controlled at times, because we are. And we don't have to be. Heaven is here. It can be here, right here on earth. Uh-huh. And what we see in our hearts and what goes on in our soul can reflect in our outer world. Every one of us is so important. And how we see things inside of us can reflect outward into our own consciousness and out in the outer consciousness of our humanity. So I am here to help us on that aspect. And I'm also here, they use me in my eyes. I do a lot of channeling with, they go through my body and they use my eyes with code blinkings. Mm-hmm. I do sign language with them. They come through. And the kind of medium channeler I am is they use me as a sign languager through the angels, the angelic realm. And I blink in codes. They speak with me through code blinking, which is really fun. And they'll tell you, you know, when I scan over people's bodies, which some call me medical intuitive scanner. Mm-hmm. But they do it with, you know, like they'll say, oh, you've had, you know, this happened to you here. How, you know, you've had a brain tumor here or whatever, you've got in your brain or whatever. They go through the body really fast and they'll scan you and tell you this has happened to you, that has happened to you, that has happened to you. And, you know, and then they'll go and say how many years you've had it or this, that's happened, that, you know. And then they'll say, or you've had cancer here, there, or that. And then they'll say how many years you've had it. And then they'll say, you don't need to have it anymore. And so when you said things can be simple, you're correct, Sam. Things can be simple. And they'll say to the person, like I'll say, do you want to have it gone right now? And they'll say, sure. And so we can have it gone if you want. And how can you have it gone like that? Well, we open our arms up and we can surrender and breathe it out of the body. And when you say prayer or chant, again, people often think, well, is that a religious prayer? Is an Our Father or a Hail Mary a religious prayer? Or is an Oming or I am love and I am light? No, to me, they're blinking. It's really not a religious prayer. It is saying, you could say happy birthday. I mean, you could say, anything that you feel loving to yourself. I mean, many people come from all over the world and say anything that they feel open to their heart that they want to say. Some people say to me, Kimberly, can I say my favorite, you know, chant that I like to say? And I say, yes, rock on. Say whatever you want to say. It's fine. We can say anything that feels loving in our hearts that we want to say. And I just happen to say, I love to say the Hail Mary. And it's funny because I was raised half Jewish, and I like to say Hashem sometimes. El Shaddai. They come through me and they say whatever you want to say at the time. Sometimes I say the silliest things. You know, I can become very silly at times. You know.
Well, being playful can be helpful, right?
Yeah, I'm very silly at times. So I like to say, you know, I like to listen to Satnam Kaur. You know, I like
I love her music.
Say beautiful things. But the energy of spirit, love is when we are just vibrating highest loving, compassionate words. And it's so amazing to see that tumor or that energy. And when I do the surgical healings, and when they tell me, I'm getting chills right now through my body, when they tell me with my right eye, it'll go blah, 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 where the colon was actually cut open or taken out and put back in, and now it needs to just be moved back in a little bit better, you know, and then placed back in the right way so the person can go to the bathroom and look better. And then they open their arms and they go, I am love, I am light, I am love, I am light, I am love, I am light. And I'm putting it back in the right way, and they're opening their arms, and we're going in that dimension, and they can feel it, and it's not hurting when I'm putting it back with my fingers, and they're doing it, I'm doing it, and we're in the Trinity, and it's doing it, and it goes in really super fast, and they feel so much better, and we're just chanting together, and it goes in, and we rocked it, and it's simple. And the next few days later, I get an email, and they say, I'm going to the bathroom better, and I feel great. I'm like, we accomplished that, and it was easy, and it's over with, it's done. And I feel like it was like we went in that Harry Potter world, you know? It's like,
yeah.
And like you said, it can be magic, simple. It doesn't have to go on forever.
Right. Do you work with people at a distance or only in person?
Oh, I do many Skypes around the world.
Oh, okay.
Many Skypes. This can be accomplished through Skypes. And how through Skypes it can help is that maybe you have a friend or a family member in the room too with you. And, or if you just have, you can do it with me too. You use your hands with my hands. I'm putting my hands with you. But maybe you have a family member also using their hands on you also. And so that can really help too. And then I do live events.
Mm-hmm.
And in the live events, which is really super cool, is that the angels will come through me and they will go out and find you.
are there specific angels that you work with, or do you just work with the angelic realm in general?
They're not going to name specific angels, but I do love their saying, they're connecting. The angels are here to proclaim that God is here to come into the body, the Holy Ghost, and heal you. But the angels are here to go out to proclaim who they want to find, to bring onto the table to show that you can help heal your own body with the Holy Ghost and receive the healing, and then go on and keep proclaiming the healing in your body, and then you are healed. And then you can learn to do this. We're going to teach classes, and then you can keep passing it on and healing yourself all the time. And then the world can keep being healed, and we can live in this higher dimension, and we can stay in this 12th dimensional energy, and we can put shields around our body and not take in this lower frequency, and our food can stay healed, and we don't have to keep, you know, eating food that's contaminated. We don't have to keep urinating in the toilet, the bad, foods that go into the ocean, and our fish don't have to keep being contaminated.
Right. Wonderful, wonderful. So,
yes, it's beautiful. I think the world's looking a lot brighter in the future.
Yeah, you know, I was just commenting with Rob, our engineer, you know, how, you know, after this election, people are getting more active, more involved in that, you know, sometimes people get a little depressed at like all the craziness that they see around them. But it all kind of acts as a wake-up call in a way to help people to be more conscious, doesn't it?
Oh, they're blinking. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, wonderful. So, Kim, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show.
Okay.
So what I would like, if it's okay, is maybe like during the break, if you can kind of ask the guides, your guides, if they have any messages for the audience. And when we come back, let's like just see what they have to say.
Yes, or I could take questions or whatever you want to do, Sam. It's up to you. I'm open and free for anything you'd like to do.
Okay, great, great. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking with Kimberly Meredith, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Just a quick shout out to our listeners from around the globe in Hong Kong, Canada, Germany, UK, Korea, as well as across the United States. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, if anyone would like to call in and ask a question of Kimberly, the call-in number is 877-480-4120. Or if anybody on the Facebook live stream on the video, if you have questions, feel free to just type it in the comments field of the video and we'll relate it to Kimberly and see what she has to say. So Kimberly, actually, I forgot. I wanted to ask you about your great-grandmother, Josephina. How did you find out about her?
Well, it's funny. When I was little, they didn't talk a lot about her healing abilities or anything. It was kind of kept quiet, like a secret, like it was voodoo or something. Uh-huh. But she came from Italy. She was born in Genoa, and my grandfather was from Sicily. And then they went to Jamestown, New York. They actually lived right next to Lucille Ball.
Oh, wow.
And I guess she had a little place in the back of the house in Jamestown where she did healings and she had, like, remedies. And I guess that the doctor in Jamestown sent people to her to do healings in the back of the house. She did healings in Italy. And I guess she was ran out of Italy. They didn't want her there, but she would cure people of blood poisoning.
Wow.
And she was very known in Italy, but they ran her out saying she was a witch or something. I don't know. I guess they didn't like the stuff. She was a very successful healer in Italy.
Mm.
And I guess back then it wasn't that popular
for
her to be doing this type of stuff. But then in Jamestown, she became very known as a healer in Jamestown also. And she wanted all of my aunts to be doing it, but none of them got the gift. And when I started doing it, my family here recently, my mom and dad are gone. They died when I was younger. But my older aunt said, I can't believe Kimmy got these gifts now. I don't really talk to them very much, but she said that my great-grandmother because she died before I was born, was saying Hail Mary. She found a little scarf wrapped in Italian prayers with Hail Marys in them, which I think is very unusual. That she had them in a little sachet of them, I guess.
Right.
But I guess nobody got the gifts in the family of doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it all came down to you, huh?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I guess. But I didn't really know a lot about her.
Mm-hmm.
But just heard that she did it in Italy, but then she had gone to Jamestown and did it at the back of the house. And the doctor
gotcha.
In Jamestown used her a lot.
Gotcha, gotcha.
With 10 people to her.
So, I mean, in addition to being a healer, a hands-on and a non-hands-on healer, I mean, you're also
yes.
a trans-channel. So, I mean, do you also
yes.
just, like, give people messages from spirit? Do you
yes.
have teachings?
Yes, I'm teaching laying on hands, and I'm going to be I do activations. I do the 12 dimensional activations. I'll be teaching a class in the Los Angeles Conscious Expo in February.
Uh-huh.
It's on their website right now. I do spirit dosing also. People bring their herbs to my office. A spirit comes to me and helps with their dosing with that. They use me for a lot of things, the spirit does. And I have multiple ways they're using me and many ways to help people. I'm here to serve you in many ways.
Hmm.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if you open up to spirit right now, if for the people listening now or the people who may
yes.
listen to the recording afterwards, if they
yes.
have some message, if they have, you know, something they would like to share.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. okay. You mean for me to say to people?
Right.
No.
To anybody who might be listening now or listening in the future.
Okay. Oh, for the people to go with out there to the world.
Yeah.
I feel like for people to to go out to the world to know that we need to stand in our truth right now and not feel persuaded by other people's influences, to understand that we're living in a multidimensional world right now. And that what that means is that there's so many dimensions, meaning dimensions. I think people might not understand what dimensions are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's why it gets confusing for us. People sometimes feel a lot of anger or energy coming at them, and they don't understand what that is. And there is a real dark energy here. It's a
mm-hmm.
dark consciousness.
Right.
They feel that the dark consciousness is inside of them, and it's not. It's an outer consciousness that's coming at them.
Right.
And they need to understand sometimes that that dark energy is real. It is
okay.
a real dark energy that is existing. It's been here from the beginning of time, and it's not something that just arrived.
Okay.
And it can be dismissed. We can live in a brighter world.
Uh-huh.
And how you can gain control over that dark energy is by understanding you have to put 2 feet in all the way
okay.
and understand that you can tap into the higher consciousness by proclaiming that you are love, you are light, you are with God, loving energy, and understanding there are so many different dimensions, and you don't need to understand all the time all of the dimensions. The most important dimension is the higher frequency dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand that you can be in that higher frequency dimension, most of the time you fall back down sometimes in the lower frequency dimension, and that's okay too. But the most important thing is that you don't need to stay there all the time. You can go back up, and you can go back up easily when you learn the tool that you can learn to say, I am love, I am light, and I'm okay, I can go back up pretty easy. And I go out and I can teach this to people. And it's easily to do that by catching yourself and knowing that you are good, you are love, you are light, and that you are going to be thrown off sometimes by darker energies and darker frequency people that have that energy with them, and they don't understand that it is an energy that tries to go at people that are lighter beings, that are really great and loving. It goes after people that are mostly those loving beings. And so all I'm trying to say is that, I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you. Energy, I got you.
Yeah, this energy here is not going to win.
Right.
When we make a commitment to be in the higher frequency, 12th dimensional consciousness energy that is love and is light and is a higher frequency loving energy. So tapping into that higher loving energy and stating it out loud is very important.
So using the vibration of the voice.
Oh, yes. And
gotcha.
Understanding that a lot of people are not really a lower vibrational frequency. They're being tacked by that lower vibrational frequency because they are beautiful human beings. They're just being attacked by that lower vibrational frequency.
Right. Gotcha. Well, thank you so much, Kimberly. I'm sad to say that our time is coming to a close. So if people want to learn more about you and get information about you, do you have a website for people to look at?
Sure. It's called thehealingtrilogy.com. And I'd love to help anybody that needs help. Yes.
Wonderful. And you help people. Oh, it's my pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you when you come back to New York. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Kimberly. I really appreciate you and appreciate all that you do in the world. So I look forward to meeting you in person next time.
I absolutely look forward to meeting you. And I'm really, really, I'm an honor to be on your show. And I really love what you're saying out there, Sam.
Uh-huh.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kim. And thank you to all of our listeners out there from talkradio.nyc and on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Elaine, Lay, Nicole, and Rose. Thank you all for tuning in. Like I said, please feel free to share the video with your friends if you feel there's something here that resonates with you and that you think would resonate with your friends. Just to let everybody know, I am not going to be in studio next week. I'm going to be off spending some time with family, but we are going to be replaying a wonderful interview I did with Dr. Rachel Harris about her book, Listening to Ayahuasca. I hope you'll tune in for that next week at 12 p.m., as it is every week at 12 p.m. As many of you, the regular listeners, know, there's been some change up with the lineup, and Oscar Nordstrom, we're rerunning his shows. He's taking a little bit of a break. And then following him, we have a brand new show from Kai Cole on our Daily Magic, followed by some rerun of Adam's show, Is It Plugged In? And he's also working on some new shows. So a lot of people were doing a lot of stuff in the background. Oh. And I wanted to remind everybody, December 21st is going to be the first annual Talking Alternative Marathon from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Please sign up for our newsletter to see announcements about it. Make sure to start marking it down on your calendar. We're going to have some fun stuff that day, and we're going to do, as a traditional marathon, some fundraising for the radio station. So I really hope you'll tune in and share it with your friends. So thank you all for listening. We love you all, and keep coming back. And while I won't be here live next week, but you can still tune in next week and hear my show. Take care, y'all. We'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Who
do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.